I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on March 18th, 2020. GitHub has officially launched its mobile apps for Android and iOS. Having been in beta since November of last year, GitHub released its apps to the wider developer community yesterday. The mobile version of GitHub's platform lets you read, react, and reply to issues and pull requests, manage notifications, and perform a few other administrative tasks. While allowing users to browse and review code changes, the app still lacks any editing capabilities, and that's unlikely to change in the short term, with the company viewing mobile as a platform for collaboration rather than for actual development. The Kronos Group has unveiled ray tracing extensions for Vulkan. The new extensions are primarily aimed at desktop users looking for both real-time and offline capability, and are currently in a provisional state. Kronos is encouraging early adopters to provide as much feedback as possible to help the new extensions become more feature complete before formalizing an official specification. RiskSense has reported on the vulnerability of leading web and application frameworks. The company surveyed data from various sources to identify trends over the last decade and found that more than half of all weaponized vulnerabilities targeted just two platforms, WordPress and Apache Struts. While this may not be surprising considering the long-standing popularity of both, perhaps more interesting were the report's findings on how different types of vulnerabilities have become more or less attractive to bad actors over time. So while cross-site scripting vulnerabilities were the most frequently found over the last 10 years, RiskSense suggests that they are now being weaponized far less often in favor of input validation and various types of injection attacks. Linux hardware vendor System76 is developing its own keyboard. The company is attempting to design a more ergonomic and easily programmable keyboard to complement its PopOS operating system, and is hoping to bring a product to market by late summer. Google is launching a sticker campaign to highlight Chromebook-compatible accessories. Consumers in the US, Canada, and Japan should soon start seeing Works with Chromebook badges appearing on items that have been specifically certified as compatible with the company's platform. Although initially limited to chargers, cabling, keyboards, and mice, recent industry reports suggest that Google is working on a native print and scan app for Chrome OS, so a wider range of peripherals also sporting the same sticker may begin to appear in the next few months. Google also announced today that due to adjusted work schedules caused by the current global health crisis, it will be pausing future releases of Chrome and Chrome OS for the time being. However, the company has stressed that it will continue to prioritize security updates for its existing products. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/126.